Trust me. The person who hears song from the Adam Rasha, who draws from the two birds of impurity, which is just a code word for Netzach and Hod of impurity, it makes it hard for a person to serve God that way, because he's drawing from the same place that a Avodah Zarah draws from. And a person who draws from Netzach and Hod on the side of holiness is drawing from the same place that prophecy draws from. And Rabbi Nachman goes on to explain that that's why it's so attractive. Not, music which comes from a not holy source is so attractive, because it's the same draw as idolatry. It's pulling from that same place. And when it comes from a holy source, it has the ability to lift a person up on the level of nevuah. Now listen carefully. Everybody knows that the Gemara says that a person who keeps Shabbos properly, Shabbos is all about being mevatel avodah zarah in the world. Shabbos, a person who keeps Shabbos is saying, Hashem is the creator of the world. Hashem is the one who is miyaseh to everything. I don't believe in any power, ain't no milvada. There's only Hashem. The proof is, I'll stop working. I'll stop trying to control things myself. I'll stop looking to any other power in the world. And I sit back, and on Shabbos, I take a cup of wine in my hand, and I make kiddush. And I say, this is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. Hashem, you created the world, you continue to act yourself, activate the world, and you are metapel in the world, you took us out of Mitzrayim, and you didn't just create the world and leave it. It's bitl avodah zarah. Anybody who says Vayechulu Hashemayim, the Gemara says, it erases all of his averus, even if he's over avodah zarah. Why does he use avodah zarah as the example? Because Shabbos is coming to uproot all of avodah zarah. It's the claim that I make to the world, Hashem Echad. Hashem created the world, I don't have to do anything. I can sit back and relax. And on Shabbos, the Sfarim explain, Shabbos is an amazing thing. Shabbos, in the language of Kabbalah, going back into that world that we don't fully understand, on Shabbos, the Sfarim HaKadoshim explain, Malchus is elevated to its root. In other words, that idolatrous source of Netzach and Hod, which can sometimes filter into Malchus on Shabbos, Shabbos elevates Malchus above Netzach and Hod. It elevates Malchus back to its source. So on Shabbos, when we come to Shabbos Kodesh, and Shabbos not only elevates itself, but it elevates the whole world together with it. And it elevates us also. So that during the week, sometimes it could happen that a person hears a song of an Adam Eino Kasher. That song is his own song. A person can sing himself, and it can detract from his own Avodas Hashem. But on Shabbos, and that's why this is a beautiful introduction to Zemiras on Shabbos, something happens to a person on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the human being becomes elevated. Shabbos becomes elevated by itself. We don't need to draw prophecy down from anywhere, because we get lifted up to the Heichal HaNegina. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman says, Mi sheshomeh negina miminagein kasher, this is tovlo, this is good for him. And on Shabbos, every person becomes an Adam Kasher. The Mishnah says in Demai that even a person who is a liar normally, on Shabbos he won't lie. Something happens to him, he changes. The Shabbos Dik Mensch is treated differently. Think about it. Adam and Chava are in Gan Eden. And they just did the worst chet that any human being ever did. They had one mitzvah to do, and they ruined it. All of a sudden comes Shabbos, and Hashem says, okay, everything's okay. Smooth it all over. You know, right after they just ate from the Etzadas. And everything was perfect, and it was Shabbos, and Hashem blessed Shabbos. And they stayed in Gan Eden. Because the Shabbistic person is an Adam Kasher. And therefore, when a person sings Zemiros on Shabbos, when a person sings the songs of Shabbos, the whole world is waiting to sing the song of Shabbos. When everybody sings the songs of Shabbos, you know what happens? You're hearing Nigunim from an Adam Kasher. V'azai Tovlo, and then it's good for him. to hear the own, your own nigunim, to hear your own song on Shabbos, to hear when you're singing, and we'll analyze what Shalom Aleichem means, and the different stanzas of Shalom Aleichem, we'll try to analyze those things. When a person is singing his own song on Shabbos, and hearing his own words, or the other members of his family, or the other guests at his table, then Azai Tovlo is hearing the words of an Adam Kasher. He's drawing Negina from the Olam of Nevuah, from the world of prophecy. Yeah.
So are we to ask this up probably? How are you defining holy songs of Holy Spirit? As in,
we'll talk about it after. We'll talk about it after. It's not even so much the song as much as the person singing the song. It's not so much the song itself. We'll talk about Rabbi Nachman's definition of what an adam menage in Russia and a menage in Kasher is. So I want to end this evening by sharing with you the powerful experience of hearing the song of an adam kasher. To hearing the song of an adam kasher and what it can do to us. Rabbi Nachman is explaining that when you hear the song of an adam rasha, it makes it difficult to serve Hashem. And when you hear the song of an Adam Kasher, which on Shabbos is each of us and our song, when a yeshiva sings together, what that can do to your soul, to have a room full of Adam Kasher, of people, Anashim Ksherim, of kosher people, who are sitting together, elevated by the spirit of Shabbos, who even if we ousselves are undeserving of that Shabbosdik level, Shabbos is Kvi of a Kaima. As opposed to Yom Tov, Yom Tov, how does Yom Tov come about? The Beis Din has to declare Yom Tov. They declare Rosh Chodesh, and from there we count how many days of Yom Tov. Shabbos is called in the language of Chazal, Kviya V'Kaima. It comes automatically. I could close my eyes and shut my ears, and I could say, no Shabbos, no Shabbos, no Shabbos, Shabbos is cancelled. And Shabbos comes automatically. I don't have to do anything to bring about Shabbos. The only thing I do is receive it. So when the Adam Kasher sings, it fills his soul with an experience which lifts them up to the holiest place. What happens when a person hears the song of an Adam Kasher? So listen to this remarkable story from the life of Rav Kook. Rav Kook had a student named Rav David the Nazir, who was a Nazir. It wasn't just a clever last name. And Rav David the Nazir, as our story begins, was an unusually gifted yeshiva student in a small town of Radin, near Vilna. After receiving a certificate of matriculation, for which he prepared on his own, he attended the University of Basel, Switzerland, where he studied philosophy for 7 years. Not just a hat rack. At the age of 26, the young man began to feel dissatisfied with himself. Although he prayed early every morning and observed other mitzvos, he felt an inner discontent. True satisfaction eluded him. Just then he learned that Rav Kook had taken up temporary residence in the Swiss city of St. Gallen. Without delay, the young student dispatched a letter to the Rav asking him for an audience in which to discuss theological issues that were troubling him. To his great joy, the student received a positive reply, but he did not have enough money for the journey. He quickly went to the local pawnbroker, pledged his golden watch, and borrowed the necessary funds. Then he immersed himself in the Rhine River and set out for St. Gallen. It's pretty cool, no? He went to the mikvah in the Rhine River and went to go meet Rav Kook in person. The Rav received the student from Basel cordially. Their first few conversations lasted the entire day and focused mainly on Greek philosophy and the Greek tragedies. Rav Kook listened with admiration as his young student displayed his mastery over Greek literature in its original form. Rav David Cohn, who was somewhat disappointed, was somewhat disappointed. Was this why he had come to see the Rav? He had plenty of opportunities to discuss Greek philosophy and the Greek tragedies with his fellow students at the University of Basel. Why then did he go through all his trouble of pawning his golden watch to get here? Having no other choice, the young student accepted the Rav's generous invitation to spend the night at his house. But he was unable to fall asleep. He tossed and turned all night, anxious to know what the morrow would bring. Would the Rav resolve his dilemmas? Would he free him from his web of doubts? He felt as if he was hanging on an unsteady balance. As he lay there in the darkness of his room, the first rays of light began peeking through the windows, and he suddenly heard footsteps. Those are the Rav's footsteps, he said to himself. I believe the Rav is praying. What is he saying? He's reciting the verses of the Akedah in a beautiful, inspiring melody. Now he is beginning to say the Rabbona Shel Olam with wondrous devotion in a pleasant yet trembling voice. This prayer, which emanated from the Rav's mouth in holiness and purity, transformed the troubling student into a new man, into Rav Kook's faithful disciple for the rest of his life. The Nazir recorded the incident in his introduction to Rav Kook's Oros HaKodesh, adding the following: "When I finished praying, I hurried off a letter to a friend informing him that I had found more than I had expected. I had found a Rav." Immediately following Rosh Hashanah, Rav David Cohen immigrated to the Holy Land, arriving in Yafo on the eve of Yom Kippur. He chose to spend the solemn day of atonement praying in the Shari Torah synagogue, where Rav Kook served as the rabbi. The newcomer generated wonder and admiration among the local worshippers, for he stood on his feet from the beginning of Kol Nidre until the end of Ne'ilah, all the while praying silently without moving from his place. Rav Kook was able to transform a person with his niggun. When Rav David Cohen, the Nazir, came to find his issue resolved, and he tried speaking with Rav Kook, he tried talking on the level of speech, on the level of dibur, he found himself unable to be transformed. But when he came to hear Rav Kook davening, and he heard the song of Rav Kook, he heard Rav Kook singing the Akedah. He heard Rav Kook saying the tefillos of Pesukei Zimra with that sweet, subtle niggin. Something overcame him. He became totally transformed. In the language of Rav David Cohen, in the introduction to the Oros, he writes, "Hafachti li'ish acher." I completely flipped around to a different person. He heard a niggin. He heard a menagin kasher, and ish kasher sang a song. And it turned them around. The Nigunim of Shabbos are songs that were written by holy people. And when a Jew on Shabbos comes into the world of Shabbos, into the world of Netzach and Hod Dikdusha, of prophecy, and sings Miros of Shabbos, and hopefully understands what he's talking about. Again, this is a pretty heavy shir, but as we get into the different Miros, it'll be more, what do the Miros mean, and what are the lessons that we can draw from them. What we have to understand is that Zmiros B'Iyun is not just about trying to understand the words that we're singing on Shabbos, but the first thing, which is what I wanted to do this evening, is understand what happens to a person on Shabbos. On Shabbos, everything becomes lifted up, becomes elevated on its own. The Arizal wrote, Rav Chaim Vital wrote in the name of the Arizal, that on Shabbos, you don't have to try so hard to have all these mystical kavanos in tefillah. It happens on its own. Because on Shabbos, a person becomes an Adam Kasher. On Shabbos, a person is zocha to a glimpse of the soul of what Rav Kook had, that he was able to transform Rav David the Nazir. On Shabbos, the neshama yaseira that a Jew has is his own personal Rav Kook transforming his mundane weekday soul into the soul of an inspired David the Nazir. Hashem should bless us that we should be zocha to study the Zmiros together in a holy way and to understand what they mean, be'etzem, what the authors intended for us, and that merit will be zilcha, that the neshama yaseir should inspire the regular neshama, the neshama of chol, so it will be zilcha to the Yom Shekul Shabbos from here in the Nami. Amen.